Shalom and Brachah. We're starting a new week. Unfortunately, this week is beginning with the loss of one of our dear boys from the neighborhood, Zamir Burke, who was killed al Kiddush Hashem. Hashem Yinokim Domoy. May these words be Le'ilu Nishmasoy. We have been going through the Psukim of Bochi Nafshi, how David HaMelech is paying attention to the amazing creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the sun to the atmosphere to the earth, the oceans, the rain, plants growing, animal life, human life, life itself. And he summed it all up with that point of Yihi Chvod Hashem La'olam Yismach Hashem B'Ma'asav. He has unlimited respect and gives unlimited value to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Bria that he sees. And it's mispallel that Hashem should be zeicha to see the Nachas Ruach from his creation. The Rambam describes that the starting point of our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to start from appreciating the amazing works of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the physical creation and the Torah Kedoshah, and that gives us a tremendous desire to be closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to understand Him better. That's called Ahava. But he says we can't just remain with Ahava. When we get to the desire to get so close, then we have to take a step back and realize who we are and who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. That's called Yira. To put ourselves in the right position, respect HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the two of them together, the Ahava Yira, creates a proper relationship. That's what David HaMelech is saying. After he says that statement of Ahava, I so much respect and desire the Nachas Ruach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I appreciate His creation with all the goodness that is in there. He says, Hamabit la'oretz v'tirod. Hashem just takes a glance at the earth and it starts shaking. Yiga b'horim yashonu. He touches a mountaintop and starts smoking. Earthquakes, volcanoes, sources of tremendous destruction and releases a tremendous amount of power. This is the Midas HaDin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Yira, the awe of that we see in our own planet, that the ground that we're standing on is not 100% steadfast. The whole world is on plates of crust of the earth that are in motion to a certain degree even. A tremendous amount of energy and a tremendous amount of potential destruction there. So that's the Yira. Together with the Ahava, appreciating the beautiful world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is also appreciating the greatness and the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and how we have to understand we have to stay in line with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The truth is, there's nothing by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even the Yira, even the Midas HaDin, even the hard things that come to us in the course of our lives, nothing's there for negativity. It's all there for positive things. One of the positive things about Yira is, like we're saying, we have to be awe-inspired by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to have things that watch over us, that we shouldn't feel we could do whatever we want and Hashem will love us. We were created to behave in a certain fashion, and in order for us to take advantage of that goodness that Hashem has set aside for us, we have to take life seriously. And the Yira and the Midas HaDin is part of that. But it's all for our benefit. It's all for our good. The truth is, even earthquakes and volcanoes have a tremendous amount of positive things that come out of them. The world is full of these volcanoes. There may be more under the ocean than above the ocean, but it's the way of the earth giving out energy and giving out heat, which contributes to the atmosphere, contributes to the way the continents, mountain ranges are formed, continues to rich soil of the different things that come out of the volcanoes. So like we're saying, even things on the onset, they look like a tremendous negative thing, just destruction, but deep down, behind every destruction is some growth, some source of life, keeping the world going. And like we said today, unfortunately we're being misabled on the loss of another one of our dear boys, is Amir Bert, who was killed by Kiddush Hashem. Very hard thing for us. Every one of our brothers and sisters is an Olam Mole. Whole life ahead of him. We'll put him that in respect to the physical life. His physical life was stopped. And externally we see the Midas Adin. We see the destruction of this war that's going on. But the avoda is to realize that destruction is also just like that volcano that looks like it's destroying, that's bringing life to the world. This is also Kamavan, we all know a person who's Meis al Kiddush Hashem has a very, very high, lofty place in Gan Eden. But more than that, his Messias Nefesh is not just on a physical level protecting us and keeping us alive. When a Jew is killed al Kiddush Hashem, it makes his Oiris arouses Rachamim HaKol Klal Yisrael. Brings us one step closer to the Geula, to going out of this long gulas that we're in. Bring Klal Yisrael to a state that it should be. Me'oriras awakens us. Appreciate what we have. It's imperative on all of us to move on to mispavel onwards for those who are still fighting, are still alive, and nothing should happen to anymore. And Lili Nishmosa, everyone should think what I could do also to Mechazek, the Torah, avoid the Gimel Sosodim, our values, the values that kept Klal Yisrael going throughout history, the values that we're fighting for. We're fighting to stay alive as the nation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this person, which I understand, was a very, very fine, beautiful person in his life, was picked by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be a shliach for Klal Yisrael, to rouse Rachamim. I'm sure he's doing that up there also. We should be sorry for me, it's a shame that the thing that's such a bitter midas adin on the surface, we should be sorry for soon to see the tremendous Rachamim and Rubim that will come from this. For Yeshua's Shalom al Yisrael, Shalom between us and ourselves and the entire world, to be zeichet, to be as good as we may be.